Previously on 24.
I'm on the phone with a man who claims to be James Nathanson.
He was Walt Cummings' contact. He says he has information about the terrorists, but he will only talk to you.
What do you want with me?
Protection. The terrorists you're after are trying to kill me.
What makes you think I'm not going to kill you myself?
Because you want to stop the Centaux gas from being released on American soil.
So do I.
This is a stay down! Stay down!
What's on the chip? Please, what's on the chip?
O'Brien.
I have a thumb drive that's going to help us find the
Centaux.
Decryption element kicked out a company called Omicron International.
Pull up the senior executive roster. See if a man named Christopher Henderson is on the list.
Okay, here it is. Senior Vice President of Research and Development.
Send me the decrypted files over to my PDA.
It's going to be a little bit hard to do right now, Jack.
The two of you are up to something, and I'm not going to stand for it. This was a deliberate attempt to circumvent my authority.
Lynn, we are all on the same side.
If your father wasn't the Secretary of Defense, I'd have you thrown out of here. I don't have that problem with you.
I spent a year securing a weapon that would bring Moscow to its knees. You wasted.
A betrayed vehicle. Someone must pay.
I agree.
This is President Logan. What is it you want?
I want the route of Suvorov's
motorcade. If you refuse to cooperate, I will have no choice but to release
all the Centaux nerve gas.
He wants to assassinate Suvorov.
Don't negotiate with him! Is that the point of the treaty you just signed?
Mr. President, I'm glad that we have this opportunity to thank you and Mrs. Logan for your hospitality.
The motorcade will take service roads to the 118.
Mrs. Logan.
Aaron, I just need to drive to the airport with the Suvorovs.
I'll ride up front.
No, that's not necessary.
Yes, it is.
The world has become, quote, measurably safer and more secure from terrorist attacks.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Oh, yes.
You
this
first,
is Gregory Edson.
Yeah. And this is Jean Smart, my lovely wife,
how
the first
do?
Lady. How do you do?
He's very good.
And Julian's always good.
Very scary.
Always, yes, for a handsome man, he's very scary.
There's an actor on the left?
Yeah.
I just worked with him in a movie called Lucky You. He actually is a Russian actor.
Get everything ready.
It's interesting because people who are listening to this commentary have seen it all the way through, ostensibly.
Hopefully.
And we don't even know how it ends yet. I mean...
Oh, that's true.
No.
People that are listening to us now know more than we do.
Yes, we've only read up
to... So we probably sound like idiots.
No. Well,
I've read
just on general principles, sure.
I have read through episode 22 myself.
Me too. Yeah. Which I loved episodes 21 and 22, and I can only imagine 23 and 24. Does he worm out of it? Does he? You know, anything can happen. Here we are.
I don't care what we do as long as we're still alive.
That bodes well for next season? I don't know.
That would be good.
That would be good.
I'll begin working on a statement, sir. Yes? Thank you. I'll let the president know.
What? What is it, Mike? What's going on? Who was that?
Agent Pierce, I don't know how to tell you this,
sir. Just tell me.
Mrs. Logan is riding with the Suvorovs.
What are you talking about?
Sir, she got into their limousine.
Oh, my God.
Well, you shouldn't have tried to send me off to the loony bin. I wouldn't.
I know, I'm
paying payback.
Payback.
You've ruined Vermont for me, by the way. I love Vermont. It's one of my favorite states.
I do wonder what the people in Vermont thought when I said, we're sending her to Vermont.
The entire state has a fence around
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
What? Padded wall.
If we warn them, the terrorists are going to set off the gas.
If you loved me, you would call the motorcade back.
Maybe.
If you loved me, you would call the motorcade back.
It's a push-me-pull-you situation. Geez, I don't know. Did I look at her differently? I don't know if I did look at her differently.
Well, I certainly looked at him differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, sure. You thought I would take care of things, and
well,
I didn't.
Well, I didn't assume that you would value my life necessarily over tens of thousands of people, but I just figured you would come up with something. I didn't know what.
Yeah.
I think intellectually she did not blame you for your decision.
Ultimately.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
On an emotional level as your wife, obviously that was kind of hard to take.
And then you
intellectually, she felt that what you should have done was just say, I won't give you the motorcade route. Stand after them. Don't negotiate. I mean, that's a difficult decision, but that's what we're supposed to do in this country.
But
you just don't
negotiate.
But
what I like about this show is that I think in the episode before this, when you say negotiate with them, that's what you do. And I love that they let me say it's not that simple, Martha. It's never that simple. Because
I said don't negotiate.
Yeah, don't.
With
didn't
them.
They say? Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever. Yes. But that they allow... That they allow the other side. It's not just one thing. It's not clean. Well, the one thing I'm learning from playing this part, doing this show, and having to own all the choices that this guy makes is that it isn't simple, and that people don't understand. And then there's an episode early on when you say, just tell them the truth. That's what the American people want. You have to tell them the truth. And I look at you, and then I look at this point, I look over at Jude, I look over at Mike Novick, and in my brain I'm going, you know, Dave, no, you can't tell them the truth all the time. You have to select.
There's a part of me that feels that I don't know if anybody can get elected by telling the truth all the time, but I think certainly once you're elected, you better tell the truth.
Well, yeah, or, yeah, there's...
Because
yeah.
The problem is people want to hear certain things. They don't want to hear,
I don't
know, they don't
want to
hear,
right.
They don't want to hear, gee, you might have to actually give up something. You might actually have to, you know, get a tax cut this year. I mean...
I think, oddly enough, though, that is like the presumed thing that's going on right now. I think, really, that people felt back in, like, World War II and stuff like that, when they had to make sacrifices, that they had a voice in the way the government worked and that they were willing to make... I think that the tax cuts and all those sort of things, yeah, everybody wants more money in their pocket, but in a way, if it was... Something, what am I doing? I'm talking politics here. In a way, if it benefited the community or them to not have the tax cut, that I think there might be a wrongheadedness about all of this to a certain degree.
Well,
anyway, I didn't mean to get on with that.
Ask what you can do for your country. No, not what your country can
Kennedy,
do for you.
Kennedy, who I try to channel as often as possible, but
yes,
I'm not allowed
tell.
To do that. Well, no, Jude and I talked about that at the beginning of the show, how poses we take. I mean, a lot of our memories are from our youth, are from those Life magazine pictures of Kennedy standing like this with the, you know, they're obviously posed and the light's shining through, but this sort of thing. I mean, I try to cop those occasionally just to, you know, hit a racial memory of some sort.
Yeah.
I don't know, but anyway.
Why isn't it on my screen, Kerry?
I didn't think you wanted us to remember everything to your system.
Sean is very good at being a pill, isn't he?
I think it's an interesting, so total change from what he usually
plays. I know, it's great.
And I also like the fact that he took the focus away from how much of an ass Charles Logan is to the public.
See, that's why you like him. Mm-hmm. Curtis. We love Curtis.
He's great.
Jack sent us, checks out as authentic. It's timestamped by DOD and CIA.
These two are so amazing.
I know, I love
I'm
them.
I'm crazy about them. I haven't gotten to do a scene with either one of them.
No, and we won't. Phone calls. I may have phone calls, but you
might be able to.
Yeah.
Who is this Henderson? Christopher Henderson, senior vice president of R&D. Jack said he knew him, but he wouldn't talk about it.
Vice president of R&D?
Research and development. Not rock.
Oh,
rhythm and blues.
R&B.
No, R&D.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, we've authenticated the thumb drive data.
My husband's annoyed that Jack's cell phone always works, always gets
wherever
reception.
He is,
it
even
just
down
ticks
in a
him
hole
off.
Somewhere. You know what I love about this? And I started noticing it right from the beginning. You watch Kiefer in a scene, and he never stops moving. His eyes, he's checking all the kinetic.
He has to.
But the kinetic he brings to every scene is just amazing.
Yeah, but he also has a stillness, and it's an amazing combination. It's actually very...
Things ended badly between us.
Because, I mean, the guy can't afford to take his... eyes off his rearview mirror.
No, I
he's
know.
Probably had bad guys following
him. He walks into a room with nobody in it, and he doesn't.
Oh, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Does not.
Does.
Well, places are bugged. People hide behind drapes and stuff.
See, it's good. You buy what he's doing. It's good.
Jeez.
What's going on in this show?
I don't know. You won't shut up.
Are you convinced he did it?
I was at the time.
Jack, Chloe can't find a direct connection between the Centaux and Henderson.
Trust me. If Omicron was making Centaux legally or illegally, Henderson knew about it. Get back to me as soon as you got my cover.
All right, I'm on it.
What are you doing here, Chloe?
I want them to have a love scene again. She's so grumpy with Edgar.
Who, Chloe?
Yeah.
She's kind of grumpy with everybody.
That's true.
Part of her charm.
Following a lead out in the field.
How do you know?
I just spoke with him.
Everyone's looking for him.
Lynn issued an arrest warrant.
That's why we wanted to talk to you, Edgar. Lynn is losing it.
You idiot.
Love her. She's so blunt.
Yeah, she doesn't mince.
Leading us through this crisis.
So you're both working behind his back.
We're afraid that if we bring him into this, he might derail the only good lead that we have. We have to help Jack locate the nerve gas before it's too late.
What do you want from me?
Cover for Chloe until Jack reports back.
They are all so good.
Everybody's on the money here, man. Everybody's working right. It's great. I love it that everybody's willing to blow off authority to do what they think is right.
Well, yeah.
The Secret Service. As you can see, the motorcade continues to make its way to the airport without incident.
There won't be any warning, Mike. When these people attack, it will be fast and they will be merciless. You can count on that. I have to talk to this man. Maybe I can convince him to hold off.
Hold off?
Just until Martha gets out of the car. She wasn't supposed to be a part of this in the first place.
Sir, I don't think that would change his plan.
He has to know that my wife's in the car.
Oh, honey, you do care.
I do care a bunch. Yeah.
The only way to keep Martha safe is for me to call Secret Service and tell them to turn the motorcade around.
Call Aaron. Come on. Call Aaron.
Leads on the nerve gas?
As of 5 minutes ago, they don't. Nothing that would help our...
Damn that CTU.
But you...
I always ask about CTU.
Every 5 minutes. You don't have any leads. I mean...
It would also save the Suvorovs. And if that happens, the terrorists will release the gas. Unfortunately, it's that simple.
Good point. Good point.
I'm glad that somebody else said that.
Unless I warn them. Martha's going to die with some...
Martha's got a headache.
And she's contemplating her death.
Maybe
right
I could get
there.
I could get an Advil commercial from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, can I have a drink? A pill?
Have there been any changes?
Excuse me?
The lighting is very good in this car. I wish they'd shoot all my scenes in this car. I'm serious.
And which is the best sign?
I don't even care at this stage of my life. Just put me in a car.
Put me in a car.
A hat, an umbrella, something.
Something shades.
Uh-oh. They're suspicious.
Come on, you Russians. You can see there's something wrong here with this crazy
blonde
woman.
She said she wants
woman.
To get in the car to talk to them, but she hasn't spoken one word to them. I thought she just wanted to chat on the way to the airport, and then she sits there.
That looks worried and
stares
sweaty.
Out the window.
So, anyway, there was this big thing where I go, Martha, what are you doing, my God? And they cut it entirely. I thought, I missed that. And then
must have been way over the top.
Knowing
you, it was
way over the top. It was huge. It was huge. It wouldn't fit on the screen.
See? I look okay in that little square there.
Understood. Those protocols should be coming over shortly.
This girl.
She's very good, too.
She's good. She didn't last long, though.
Oh, well. No. That was ugly.
I love it. Everybody at CTU seems paranoid.
I've been doing that.
But you're not finished, yet somehow you have time to chat with Homeland Security.
They needed us to give them updated code sets. It'll just take another minute.
No, it won't. Styles, finish your task. Carrier done.
What do you mean, done?
Fired. You don't work here anymore.
Turn her over. She's done.
Oh, Lynn. Lynn. Oh. Oh, oh. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no. A little paranoia sinking
in. Oh, yeah. Lynn McGill, paranoid leader. An echo of the presidential situation.
Maybe she's in the restroom, Lynn. No, people don't go to the restroom in this show. I forgot. There are no bathrooms in CTU, I've been
told. There are no
told.
Bathrooms in CTU and no kitchen. No water coolers and no coffee.
Jack, I'm still trying to get your credentials into Omicron system.
Because we don't have a
See?
Kitchen
Look
either.
He's checking everything. Oh, never move. Look well, over
there.
He has
to. People are always trying to kill him. Good Lord.
Okay. So, okay. I'm just saying. There it is.
You're going in under the name of John Barry. Barrie.
Oh, he looks good in coat and tie. I've seen Kiefer to coat and tie for a while.
When did he change? I don't remember him dressing. Okay.
What are you doing in here?
I asked her to help me.
She doesn't work for you, Ms. Rain. She works for me.
But I don't. And DOD has assignment priority over CTU.
Kim is so good in this scene.
Real-time investigation, and we're understaffed. Chloe is a department head. You can't just take her away from me.
I'm not taking her from you. We needed a system patch on the server, and Chloe is the only one who could fix it.
Well, then you come to me, and you ask me. Everything in this office runs through me.
Lynn, we are all trying to do the same thing.
Tell him, girl.
Please just get past this.
Yeah, I'm past it. I want Chloe back.
We all want Chloe back.
Good girl, Chloe.
I love that sweater that Chloe wears all day long.
It is cute.
It is cute. Jack's not in a suit.
No, yeah.
Oh, in the picture.
ID.
In the little ID picture. Okay.
John Barry with Eclipse. I've got a 4:30 with R&D.
John Barry with
R&B.
Neverland. John Barry wrote. That's W.M. Barry. That's right. Whatever that is. Okay.
Oh.
It's Johnny Depp.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Yeah.
On print, please.
How did the thumbprint match? I missed that.
Chloe
part.
Did it. Chloe did his thumbprint thing. I don't know. Amazing things happen on the computer when Chloe.
I don't have
it.
A computer that can do that.
Chloe's the only person that can do any of this.
Of course, I don't use computers, so what would I know?
Oh, okay. Well,
I just wish they did my Windows.
Admit it to the world, your cyber ignorance there. It's okay.
Cyber ignorance.
Pretty good. I coined that.
I'm a technophobe.
What about your trip to Washington?
That's right. Okay. Well, I got to talk to Kagan tomorrow morning. I'll get back to you then.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little lost. I was looking for the men's room.
Over there. Second door.
Lies. This show is full
There's
of lies.
There's no restroom in that building either. So you know she must be bad, too. She's lying.
Yeah. I love Weller in this scene that's coming up. He's like a lesson in just...
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Lying without any, you know,
he's great.
Guile. That's great.
Who can type that fast? Not me. Tandy J. Oh, that's the secretary.
That's the secretary. Nothing to do with Tandy Cronin.
This is very clever. Okay.
You know Tandy?
Yeah.
Anderson's office. Miss Tandy?
Yes?
This is Jane Espenson from accounting. We need you to come down now and double check some of these invoices.
What invoices?
It's a little...
Meanwhile... Was it fun casting this secretary or what?
Yeah, I can imagine. She's very good, though.
And she doesn't die, which is good. But she looks great. Watch her. There she goes.
Stop 24, that.
Walking away.
That's sexual
thank
harassment.
You.
Stop
Ooh,
it.
Thank you. No, no, no. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Uh-huh. Well, not... No, okay. She's not my type.
Good. What's up? Be careful. Oh, my God. You trust? You...
Oh,
ow. Geez, I hate when that happens.
How did he know?
Because he's...
Christopher Henderson.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but seriously, how did he know?
He just had a feeling. Now he's got the gun. And he watch the way he holds it. This is so cool. He's just sort of cool down there.
He's very... You know that he's getting married?
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Peter Weller for the
very
first time. He's never been married before.
That I didn't know.
He's a virgin, too. He's good.
It's amazing that RoboCop
I made that up.
Is, I know you did.
I think I didn't.
I went with it, though.
What are you doing here? Earlier this morning, terrorists gained control of a large quantity of Syntox.
I'm in good company here, yes. Yes. we didn't talk about the fact of how long we've known each other, actually, on this
no,
thing. I don't know
no.
if it's, you know, fun or not. But
we've known each other almost 20 years.
Is it almost or more than? Or?
Oh, shut up.
Okay. But we did
we
a play called
Miss... Grade.
We were, and that picture of us is, was such children. We looked like
yes.
such children.
Yes, oh, no, my fat little face. I know we have a picture. We have a picture
look
that I
highly,
found
highly
in a box
embraceable,
the other day.
To put it, you know,
oh,
gently.
Thank you. A cast photo from this play we did together. It's a black and white cast photo. And Gregory just happened to be standing behind me. I was seated, and he just happened to be standing behind me in that cast photo. And he looks every bit the young, you know, congressman or senator with his wife.
Bow tie, tuxedo.
He's in a tuxedo with a big smile on his face. It was perfect. So I brought it to work, and the producers were so excited. They said, take it down to the prop department. And they cropped out all the other actors and just enlarged it. And it's in a frame on our end table in our bedroom
for
the last few
yet?
Episodes. And I think they're going to do a shot of it in one of the box shots, you know, of me...
That'd be cool.
Chugging a glass of wine, looking at that picture.
Oh, yeah, do one of those things.
Yeah.
And you smash it. No.
Yeah, I might.
Between us, but I swear to you, I got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I can't afford to take your word on this.
Well, you're going to have to take my word.
11 people died in that mall. Hundreds of thousands of others will if they release the rest of the Syntox.
You're not hearing me, Jack. I had nothing to do with this.
Then prove it to me.
That's cool.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doubt. Doubt.
I need complete access to Omicron.
See, I don't even type well enough to pretend I'm doing a computer. That's what's so bad.
You notice they haven't put you in front of a
Thank
computer
God.
Yet.
Well, no, they did once.
And what did you do? Did you do one finger? Tick, tick, tick.
No,
tick, tick.
I just said shoot above my hands. Put those little clicks in later.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to become an actor. I couldn't get any other work.
No, I understand. I understand. I tried carpentry and everything. Ended up out of square.
It oh, was just, see, was I could. I'd be good at carpentry.
Really? Why?
My dad taught me all that stuff.
Do you build?
Well, no, but I could if I had to.
Okay.
I shingled the roof when I was 10.
Mm.
Not by myself, but.
So who stuck you up there and put
my
you
father,
in jeopardy?
My daddy.
Okay.
Edgar, I just adore him. Did you meet his fiance the other day?
Yeah, I met her once
Whoa,
before. She's a sweetheart.
Gorgeous. Whew.
NSA shadow analysis just came in. I decoded some words and phrases.
Well, what were they saying?
It's too scrambled to make any complete sentences, but number strings keep coming up. 5, 1, 10, 10.
Freeways?
Those are the routes President Suvorov's taken to the airport.
5, 10, 18. What
those
are freeways for 25? It's the Daily Double. Sorry, it sounded like a game show.
Advil, I didn't know where you were going with that, and that amused me.
Come on. Have we expanded the search area?
I've got C2 air surveillance and everything east of Glendale.
Oh, I know so many women are in love with Curtis.
Isn't there that poem that I wrote? Do you know that poem that I wrote about episode 10? You saw that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About episode 100 episode.
That one.
Okay.
Heard some chatter from NSA and ran a threat assessment.
What are you doing analyzing chatter that isn't related to finding the nerve gas?
Damn it.
I can't throw on one of my filters.
The point is, sir, we found something. Don't you want to alert Secret Service considering that Suvorov is on his way to the airport?
Based on an unsubstantiated theory from a couple of analysts? I think I've been embarrassed enough for one day.
Bad call, then.
Can we at least devote some limited resources to try to confirm this threat?
I'm sorry. Maybe I wasn't clear. No. Now go downstairs and focus on what you're supposed to be doing.
Another competent leader.
That is rather shocking that he would make that decision, though.
Well, you know, they want people like us to say, what the hell are you doing?
You mean people in the audience?
Yeah, them, yeah. The people watching. The people we do this for. You guys.
Well, I do. I don't want to hear another word about it.
Plus, you know,
he's thinking you schmuck.
Yes. Our men are in place. How far out are they?
The motorcade will be there in less than 20 minutes.
Are you sure no one's going to interfere with us?
I don't think so. Logan knows the consequences if that happens. But be alert. Make sure they haven't placed any of their people near you.
If police show up, we'll deal with them.
Good.
I'll call you when it's over.
Couldn't you have called Bierko and said, I don't know what to do, my wife's in there? Why didn't you do that?
Oh, let me think. I don't think they wrote that scene. Otherwise, well, I would have done that.
You could have suggested it.
I said, I'd just stop a roll sometime and say, why don't I call a terrorist here now?
Well, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
So I'm a Virgo.
And I definitely think that we need to let Secret Service know of the threat.
I'm not going to repeat my orders to every person in this office individually. My people are not going to chase that white elephant. They're busy trying to locate 19 canisters of Centox nerve gas.
Has it occurred to you that if this threat is real, then it's likely that the terrorists who have the Centox nerve gas are the same ones that are planning this attack?
This is an unverified threat! If you want to hand it off to NSA, be my guest!
NSA can't recall the motorcade without going through a time-consuming approval process.
Good! That process helps...
Yeah, okay, he's losing it now.
We don't have that time, according to this report!
Miss Raines! This office has made enough mistakes for one day, and I intend to stop the bleeding. Now let my people focus on their work...
Good shot. I love that shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. The public-private thing.
Yeah.
It's like a private scene, but not really. Everybody sees it. It's a great look.
I know.
What the...
Uh-oh. Mutiny. Mutiny on the CTU.
That's right. Can you make a call?
Get him. Get him.
Come Phones on, are so important on this show. And you're right. Didn't, nobody ever gets a busy signal. Nobody ever
well,
has, like, out of...
Before cell phones, you
you're breaking
have,
up.
Couldn't
no,
have
never
done
happened.
This show.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done this show.
Yeah.
Well, you could have, but it would be very different. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand what you're getting at here.
It's like there's no more romantic scenes at airports because the person you would love can't come and meet you at the plane. You know, those scenes where people used to get off the plane and the person was there. It was very romantic. It was flat. Can't do those anymore either.
You won't act on it unless Lynn verifies it.
You don't have a romantic bone in your body.
I do, but it's old and tired. Okay, never mind.
Came from him.
That's illegal.
Fine. Edgar, I need you to put a blanket on my sub net to make it look like I'm...
You know, if we had popcorn, this would be more fun. Noisier, but more fun.
For a second. The Russian president, his wife, about 35 Secret Service... All
shh. We just missed that entire scene. I know what happens, though. I've seen this.
That's good.
Verification file, call me.
Let's see
okay,
now.
Okay, she's to round up support here for her.
I love her hair. I just want to...
Well,
reach out and touch
please,
her hair.
She's gorgeous.
It's a guy thing.
I love you, Curtis. Oh, no, sorry.
That's not it.
Kiss me, you fool.
Curtis, excuse me. We need to talk.
What is Junie and I have a backstory that nobody will ever know about unless they decide to write it up somewhere, but I don't think they will. That helped... me, us, I don't know, it helped me in a bunch of scenes to think of this as I walked into the room to see her. Because 24 is not about backstory, it's about now. And they don't tell you anything about what happened to these people, and there's no, exposition scenes. It's all boom, which is what makes it such an exciting show. People don't have time to think. The actors don't have time to think. It's all about real time now. You don't talk about... Nobody takes
trust
a cup of coffee
scene.
And has a cigarette, talks about the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about immediate.
So we have to do it at lunchtime.
Yeah, so we did that. And so that...
So, yeah, we came up with some ideas about...
Family.
Some things about our family and our marriage.
Like
and we actually started to tell Joel Surnow one day. And he went,
yeah,
oh,
that's
really?
Good.
That's
fine.
Nice.
Okay.
So...
But Joel,
what's for lunch?
His back. His back is moving. Yeah, what's for lunch? And yeah, I got to take a call. That didn't make it in. But so the scene where I'm supposed to, you know, I walk away. I love it. You know, he asked me a question and I kind of glaze over and walk out of the room. And the next scene is me sitting in that room contemplating something. And so I said, I said to the prop guys, do you have any pictures? And I knew they had pictures that had been taken of us, one of which used for the Christmas card.
Yes.
I put them in a folder for me, and you know, and I'll be looking at a picture of my wife. And then I tried to make sure that they actually didn't. They didn't really show it too much, and that's good.
You
that's
can kind of tell, though.
You can tell. And that's what I used to get me into that scene, too, thinking about how much I was going to miss her.
Yes, that's right. My drunken tirades.
Yes, your day-to-day walk in the tightrope.
My father always told me that life is about problem solving, that every problem had a solution.
I pitched that line. It's the big one.
Very good.
Yeah, because it's sort of true.
Your father told you that?
Yeah, it was a compilation of things my dad said and things that I believed in.
It's lovely.
I don't have an answer, Mr. President.
Jude is so good.
Yeah, he's so solid in this scene.
People
so
can't believe he's a folk singer. He's a closet folk singer. Yeah.
I need to do it now. We know the terrorists are willing to kill civilians. And the low end of the casualty range on this one is 100,000 lives. Yes, sir.
I'm not worth 100,000 lives.
Listen, you know...
When we were first married, you thought I was.
They wrote it. I said it. I had to own it. There you go.
Good excuse.
Even to save my own life. Damn you, Martha. Putting me in this position.
I know.
You
I
put
know.
Me in this position.
I did. I know
you brought
that.
It on yourself.
I know that.
That's right.
I know that.
Later on, you'll forgive me.
She understood.
What was fun about this was knowing that it echoed that Nixon-Kissinger scene where he prays. You know about that, right?
Yeah.
And
no, it was perfect.
It was perfect. Really, but it was so wacky. Getting onto my knees playing
this. Surprising.
It had to surprise him, too. He didn't know he was going to do it. Come on, kneel with me.
Mr. President, with all due respect.
I have bad knees, sir.
He does. This is a hard scene for all of us old guys. But the interesting thing for me, this is for the people out there. Jude and I are talking before we go to the scene. You know, you talk, they set up the shot, you come in and you do it. And we knew it was a hard scene, but we started talking about stuff. And it turns out, this, you don't know this, Jude went to Temple. And he went to Temple with Charlie Hallahan. You know Charlie?
He went to Charlie, Temple?
Temple University.
An Italian and an Irishman?
Yeah, but he would, then he knew Charlie, and so we started swapping stories about Charlie, because Charlie was like one of my best friends ever. And the two of us had that going into this room.
Oh, wonderful.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Mr. Stiles, did you really think I wouldn't notice you were trying to access my comm?
Lynn, listen, we need to talk.
Shut up.
Don't you tell her to shut up.
Really? It's no gentleman. What
is this? We were trying to warn Secret Service of an attack on Suvorov's motorcade.
Curtis, take Mr. Stiles and Ms. O'Brien, put them in holding, and then escort Audrey Raines out of CTU.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can, Curtis. It's a direct order. Now do it.
You forced them to work covertly. They had no choice. You're not behaving rationally, Lynn.
You and you, take them all into custody, including Mr. Manning.
If you try to carry that command, I will draw my weapon.
Whoa.
Shoot him.
This situation's already getting out of control. Don't make it worse.
Why are you hesitating?
I love this scene.
You know, those people out in the audience love this scene, too.
It's a great scene.
What would you like me to do, Mr. Manning?
What?
Yeah.
Giving up your command under the incapacity clause of Section 112.
You will do no such thing.
Take him away.
You can't do that.
Yeah, they can.
Yes, they can.
Don't touch me.
I love that.
This is an unjustified usurpation of my authority. Do you hear me?
I love that word, usurpation.
It's a good
They're
word.
Like Shakespearean.
It's a good word. It'd be a good Scrabble thing. Usurp, and then you add on to it.
Asian.
Asian.
This is Curtis Manning.
Yes, sir.
Release Bill Buchanan from holding and inform division that he's been reinstated as director of CTU under Section 112 provisions.
Right away, sir.
Everyone get back to
I love it. Audrey's got her hands on her hips.
Arms akimbo. Don't mess with a woman with her arms akimbo.
No, don't. Well, just don't mess with almost any of the women.
Is this akimbo
show.
Or is this akimbo?
I think it's... Isn't it, no, that's hip shot, isn't it, when you do that? That's hip shot. Akimbo is... Arms akimbo. That's one of those Italian mobsters.
Oh, I'm still in the car with a headache.
Well, the most likely point of intercept is downtown corridor.
Secret Service been notified?
Then refused to do so.
Another very handsome man, Bill Buchanan.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
I need Carrie back. He fired her for no reason.
I have security.
And you know, he's a yoga instructor.
I do.
Don't know these little things. Folk singers, yoga instructors.
And yet he's a cigar smoker, too. That's sort of a wonderful anachronistic sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Too, yeah. And people don't know that you do pottery.
Mr. President, we have intelligence that indicates President Suvorov's motorcade may be attacked in the next few minutes.
They're on to us now.
Is that if the attack happens, it will occur in or around the downtown area. The motorcade is approaching the...
You're going to have to identify my bullet-riddled body.
This is an interesting scene. I love how Jude has to jump in here.
Oh, yes. This is great.
Bill. Mike Novick. The president is at a loss for words. His wife is in the Suvorov's limousine.
Thank you. Done a good job.
Well done, Mike.
Really? Saved your bacon again.
There's nothing we can do, sir. CTU is informing Secret Service. It'll no doubt take defensive measures, which makes the attack substantially...
Reminds me of that George C. Scott moment in... when he says, "Are you kidding me? Have you ever seen one of those big..." They're very good at what they do. Strangelove, his Dr. Strangelove, yeah.
We did this scene in so many little pieces over a period of two
different
days.
You did it twice.
Didn't
you go back and do it again or something?
Well, yeah, without the Suvorovs. At one point, I reached for Aaron's gun to try to get his gun, but they cut that. I guess I was going to try to shoot a terrorist. That would have been cool.
Did you do that on your own, Juice? Did you go after
him? No. They told me to. Oh, I was trying to reach over and get it out of his pocket.
One interesting thing, and people commented on it a lot, and now it's, you know, in the can, and everybody's listening to this after the fact, is when I'm told that you're alive, literally, a whole bunch of different things go through my mind. Oh, good. Oh, God. Oh, maybe I'd been better off if she was dead.
Oh, I know you felt that.
Yeah, all of that, because this would have just taken this burden off. Also, now the Suvorovs are not dead. The crap's going to hit the fan, all of those things. So I love it that they allow this to be, or encourage me to be, you know, that paradox to be going on. It's great.
Well, you would.
Yeah, that's what I think is what most of what we do would be actually what people would go through. So instead of some, you know, sort of idealized TV attitude that you just lay on something. I find it interesting that later on down the line, both of our wives say, I want nothing to do with you anymore.
Kathleen, who played Mrs. Suvorov, mm-hmm. She and I had a really lovely scene together where we talk about what it's like and that it's difficult being married to the kind of men we're married to.
Did that make it?
No. Who are in the positions in positions of power that they are, and how much simpler our childhoods were and how much we miss certain things about our life. And she talks about her life growing up in Russia, and I talked about growing up around horses, and my horse comes out, and I'm hugging my horse. I introduce her to my horse. It was a wonderful scene, and that's certainly then gave you even more impetus for her to jump in the car because she's fond of this woman,
she's
and she's spent time with her.
Yeah.
And it's just about doing the right thing. You just think this can't happen. I just, no matter what, I can't stand here and let this happen. I mean, yes, that also plays into the fact that she's obviously doesn't have a lot of impulse control, Martha.
That's
but
my
she
wife.
Does
yeah.
try to do what she thinks is right.
She always tries to do the right thing, which is, you know, that line that's now on the cutting room floor where I say, everything you did today, you did because you believed in it, and so did I. But, you know, I'll leave that to minds who have a bigger view of what's going on than I do. I really loved that line, and it never made it, which is...
I love this sound effect.
It's all over the world now. The Golf Channel has this thing where they do this.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about things that... And then that announcer...
It's great.
And next on the Golf Channel. It's like, okay.
It's a great sound. I don't know how they produce that sound, but it's wonderful.
Extremely. Security reasons. Each defense contractor was run out of its own separate, dedicated bunker. Each bunker is a completely sealed environment. Nothing gets in, and nothing gets out.
The music in
Callery,
the show is so great.
I've heard it pronounced Callery too, but Sean Callery is.
I was told Callery.
There you go. I like that better.
I was told Callery.
The music's amazing, and it's not all one thing. I mean, he'll put in a different theme, a different style of music, and it's all just.
What was episode last night? That
13
or 14? 13?
No, this was 10, then 11, 12, and then 13, 13 was last night.
Yeah, the music during that was really good.
Yeah, and it's, you don't notice it.
Made me cry.
No wonder everything's gone to hell over there. You guys keep getting rid of everybody can do the job.
You made your own bed.
You accused the wrong man, Jack.
I wasn't the lead investigator. I showed them what I found.
I was framed.
By who?
Nina Myers, George Mason. Who knows? But I tell you the one thing that just hangs on me. I tell you the one thing that just hurts me is that you didn't believe me.
You made it impossible to believe you.
They can always cut this. You're directing a show.
I am directing
your son
a play
in.
At my son's school.
Is he
school.
In the show?
Of course. Ooh. Nepotism is alive and well in our house.
Yes, the apple and falling far from the tree.
Believe me, they will.
I'm addicted to golf.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he plays golf with Dennis Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert.
Wouldn't you love to see that? Is that a picture?
That's
People
great.
Do a double take when they're out golfing
well, first
together.
Of all, they immediately recognize Dennis because, you know, he's selling them insurance now and
well,
everything
he's
else.
Huge.
And he's huge. And he's beautiful and all that sort of stuff. And I don't look anything like what I look like on TV, and so they always start talking to him and say, oh, God, I miss you on the show. How could they have killed you? And then he turns and says, oh, this is the president now. And they look at me and they go, oh, my God, it's the bad president. And to him, like, I'm not even there. Or the other day, this lady looked at me. She looked at me, and this look came across her, this just, like, loathing. She couldn't hide. I took a hit. I went, oh my God. So that's
she just doesn't know how good you are.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
See, I can't tell what that is. What is that?
It's a bomb.
I know it's a bomb, but how do you know it's a bomb by looking at it?
Because he's Jack Bauer.
Well, no, but...
I wouldn't know. I'm an actor.
Well...
But he knows because it was in the script. See it there? Calmly, Peter Weller walks to the car and...
Well, in about 1 minute, he'll be dead.
So is it payback, Peter? Because he hurt you? Clack. He knows right where to go to look for that place to hide under the... He's amazing. The avenging angel. This is cool. So he blows the door so he can get out.
It's a great explosion.
It's a great sequence here where he blocks the, all that good stuff and hides underneath. And it's a very smart show. You know, the writers on this show are very smart.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they keep coming with all these cliffhangers.
I know. They're good drugs, I think. So, adios. Great shot. Same. Reversed. Same. Two shots.
Where did they do that? Not... How did Kiefer not catch on fire down there?
I think they worked it so there would be really no danger of that. Just a feeling I have.
Well, but you saw flame right next to him.
I know. It's TV flame. It's like lights with...
No, it's not. That's staged flame.
Oh, okay.
We don't know how the terrorists found out about the Suvorov's route. We're looking into it now.
Mike, I've been thinking that... Diplomatically, we should play up the fact that Martha was in the vehicle.
Why is that, sir?
It will get rid of any suspicion that we might have been shortchanging Suvorov's security. There he is.
I love that. I do like that. Sometimes I like what I do. I love the delivery, that line. And there he is.
Hello.
I thought we had an understanding.
I had nothing to do with this.
Julian Sands brings so much bottom to this stuff. It's really great. Every scene he does is on the phone.
Really?
Well, oh no, except that one time when he sticks the knife in that guy's stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If he'd been on the phone during that would have been really cold.
That would have been talking and killing at the
same time. Yes. Honey,
excuse me
right.
For 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what were we talking about?
Well, that was number 10.
Yeah.
We just want to thank everybody who's listening who bought this DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, and for enjoying.
It was an awesome season.
It was, and it still is. By the way, we're still doing.
Yes, we have a few more to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the best job. The best job.
Best
on
job
TV.
In Hollywood.
That's right. It sounds like pandering. Oh, we love it here. We really do.
It's true.